Had a wonderful afternoon, wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. Just want to thank the Lord for His love and mercy. So we read up our service this evening. I want to welcome everybody that's watching online. We sure do miss you, and we're looking forward to you being back in church with us. And for those of you that's your first time watching us, just make yourself at home. We just love the Lord here. And if you would now, we're just going to all stand and go to the Lord in prayer. Praise God. I think the numbers justify tonight. Anyone have a spoken prayer request on my right side tonight? Sister Susan? Oh, goodness. Yes, ma'am. We definitely will. Definitely will. Anyone else on the right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Brother Rowdy?
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes, praise God. Anyone on my left side this evening? Yes, Sister Linda. Absolutely. And he does. He does. Anyone else in the congregation? I don't want to miss anyone tonight. All right, praise the Lord. Anyone up on the roster? The Till family and the Arnold family. Okay.
Please remember Keith and remember his parents.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Keith and his parents. Anyone else? I'm sorry. All righty. And I, too, my family. God knows each and every situation. Anyone with an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house in your name this evening. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we just release everything to you, dear Lord, and be receptive to your word, dear Lord, receptive to this service, dear Lord. And we ask that you'll accept every song sung, every instrument played, everything just to praise and worship you. Dear Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings. Dear Lord, you've blessed us so much. Lord, now you've heard the spoken and unspoken prayer request. Dear Lord, for those that have lost a loved one, for those unspoken prayer requests, dear Lord, for those needs, dear Lord, we just ask you to touch now and take charge. Lord, we're releasing it to you and to you alone, dear Lord, because we know that with you all things are possible. Lord, we're asking for that healing and that protection for those who are in need of jobs, in need of a home possibly, or in need of any situation. Lord, we just ask you to take charge now. And to Lord, we ask now that you'll bless our pastor and his family, strengthen them as they go about your work. All the ministry leaders, our Sunday school teachers, Lord, we just want to ask you just a special blessing on each and every one of them, from our children's church all the way down, dear Lord. But we just love and praise you. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. I haven't had a chance to tell them up here what we're going to do. But while you're standing, if you feel like it, turn to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? Are you washed in the blood?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and get ready and take up the evening offering. I don't have any announcements up here this evening. Do we have anything pending? I don't see any heads. And all righty. Praise God. Thank you, gentlemen. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please? Amen.
Did y'all enjoy that message we had this morning?
Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord. That was a very, very, very... I think every time Brother Eddie gets up to preach, he outdoes himself from the last time he preached. So,
praise God.
But that was... When I got home today, I had a little bit of bad news, and nothing bad. It was just bad news. And I about lost everything I'd heard. So I had to call my mama and talk to my mama a little bit. And you know what? As I was sitting there and I was complaining, I said, you know what? It's like I had forgotten everything that Brother Eddie said. Mm-hmm. And I had to reel myself back in. You know, yeah, we're in this flesh. And yeah, we're going to have hard times in this flesh. And da-da-da-da. But there's going to come a day that we're going to be in heaven with God. Our spirit is still going to live. We ain't going to have to worry about nothing else down here.
Amen.
All we got to do is just learn to cope a little bit while we're here.
Amen.
People said I'd never make it. Never see it through, but they don't know what keeps me going. I guess I never have met you. touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on. You're the best thing ever found. The best thing ever found.
Hallelujah.
Woo, one day in heaven, one day in heaven, I'm going to get that song right. I am going to get it right, or I'm going to bust heaven anyway. I have to tell Sister Penny, Sister Penny, you know I mess up on that part. And I get so excited about it, Sister Linda. I do. I love this song. There's just something about this song I can't let it go. You know, and then I get so carried away. I want everybody to feel it the way I do, Brother Tommy. I just love the Lord. I just love the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Graves into gardens.
I'm not gonna sing with you, I promise.
Is that the paper?
Yeah.
It's right up there.
I search the world, but it couldn't feel me. Are never enough. And you came along and put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Nothing is better than you. Oh, I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures and flaws. Lord, you've seen them all. You still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the the God of the valleys. Oh, there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing is better than you.
I know it's true.
Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn mourning. to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Into gardens, you turn bones into armies, you turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens, you turn bones into armies. Turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can.
Amen.
Got a special request for Miss Kylie. Will you come up and do your song with your mom this evening? Miss Karen, I didn't give you a warning. I don't even sing it all evening.
I wonder if you can do it by yourself.
Can you do it by yourself for us tonight? Come, we'll put you on the spot. Come on up. You got it.
You got it.
I can't.
song for us, then we'll turn over to Brother Eddie. But I just want to say, now that she's singing, I'm excited about the teens and young people's going to be doing our church service this Wednesday night. I don't know what other surprises they have for us. And if that's an example, and you know, we're just so blessed with all the young people we have in our church. Amen. Amen. Ms. Jennifer. Yes, ma'am.
Praise your name, Jesus. See? I sing, your cries have awoken the Master. If I can remember it. Crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? Because you prayed. You've held on with all of your might, child, your cries have awoken the Master, and he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice, child, your cries have awoken the Master. Of your life had begun. And seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You cried out for help from the Savior, and you know that you can't give up now. Because you prayed all night, cause you've held on with all of your might, child, your cries have awoken the Master. Now you're up there worried that he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice and it all must cease. Because you pray. You've held on with all of your might, child, your cries have awoken the Master. Child, your cries have awoken.
Flint.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to be like Him. Though often I fail and bring Him much shame,
our desires is to live for the Lord as long as we live on this earth. Live for Him,
yes,
a life that is pleasing unto Him, and just wait till we get over there. What a glorious time that's going to be. Good to have you with us tonight. Brother Jim's going to be bringing the message for us tonight. I've asked him to help us out tonight, so you pray for Brother Jim as he brings us what the Lord has laid upon his heart. Brother Jim, come take your liberty in the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I know we want to lift Him up and honor Him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Again, hope everyone's had a wonderful, beautiful day. Good to see those this evening that we didn't get to see this morning. Really excited about what God's doing. And I know our church, you know, we talk about revival. We talk about the different things. And I just feel like it's on fire. I hear the messages coming forth. All the, from Brother Eddie to the other ministers been preaching. And I just ask the Lord just to keep that, just keep going. Just let that fire just keep brewing. So I'm going to ask y'all, if you will, this evening, we'll go ahead and get into it, get into the Word tonight. I'm going to ask you, if you will, turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And I want to thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity and each and every one of you for your attentiveness tonight. If you would be in much prayer for this message tonight, it's really already been ministered to me, and again, going over it again this afternoon, and it just keeps just ministering to us. So we're going to go 1 John chapter 4, chapter 4. We're going to read verse 7 through 11, and then skip down to 16. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And if y'all will, skip down to verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us, that God is love. Again, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Praise God. Brother Eddie, would you ask the Lord just to bless his message tonight, please?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your anointing power. We thank you for those who gather here tonight.
Yes,
Father, I pray, God, right now, Lord, that you would just touch, God. Brother Jim's anointing his lips tonight. God, let him speak as an oracle and a vessel, God, from the Holy Ghost. Father, let us understand and know your word tonight. Let us be submissive and
yes,
obedient
Lord.
To it, Lord. We know that your love. Help us to love you as we love one another. We'll ask your blessing in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 You may be seated if you can. I don't know if this is on. I don't think it is, Brother Tom. Just a second. He's going to flip it over. If you get a chance, just look around to your neighbor and just let him know how much God loves him. Praise God. Because God is love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Got power. Love that. Love that. I just want to start just for a second with the introduction part that I would like to offer. Is just something that I wrote, I don't know. Wee hours one morning, I was just making some notes. And I just put, what a day and hour, we wonder. Where there is so much pain and sorrow, anger, strife, harsh words being spoken. Quick to argue, quick to anger, and quick to cancel. There is loss and loneliness. As I was writing those words, I'm just going to give it exactly what I'd written the other morning. So if the grammar's off, y'all forgive me. But I'm just going to ask, does this sound like something you'd hear on the news today or in your social feed as we read our social media and all the different things and the worldly things that we're going through? And even with friends, family, church members, on the job, there's so much dissension, so much anger, so many things that happen. And sometimes it gets to a point that I was just asking the Lord, what do we need to do or where can we go? And I know through the messages that we had, we were hearing about things we should be joyful for. And that's our spirit. That's for the Holy Ghost. That's for His guidance in each and every one of us. And then I started asking, you know, just in my prayer life, I was just praying. And as I was looking for this message, when Brother Eddie asked me, and the word love came up. And there was, and then God gave me a song that I've never even heard this song before. Probably all y'all know it. But it says, you can never, never outlove God. And in my finite mind, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself and trying to find a place to say, do I ask for forgiveness? Do I get in the middle of some of these situations and try to be that mediator? Do I go forward or try? And I'm not talking about worldly things. I'm even talking about personal things. And I was asking God, where do I start? What do I do? And I was making one big mistake, and I said this not long ago, as I was using that word I too much. Lord, what do you want me to do? What can you do to take this situation? And as I was reading again, and I saw in the scripture, in 8 it says, He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. That's the answer. And that could be the message right there, God's love. But then even over in 16, and we have known and believed the love of God hath to us, says God is love. But he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. If God be in me, just like it says, his power in me, his Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost that's within each and every one of us, gives us the answer for that peace. And the lack to conquer fear, conquer anxiety, conquer all the things. Matter of fact, I had a book on our coffee table the other night, and one of our loved ones came over and saw it, and it was on anxiety. And it was by Max Lucado. And she immediately picked it up because I know what she's struggling with or that diagnosis. And I said, yeah, I'll read it. I said, when you get through with it, bring it back, because I hadn't finished it yet. She said, you hadn't read it? I said, no, I've been working on it about 6 months, but that's about how I read a book. And I just highlight this and that and go back and do notes, then I reread. But God is love. And I was reading and reading this scripture, and so many places it came up to me what God has already done for each and every one of us to show His love for you and me. Studying the Old Testaments, even over in Deuteronomy, we were talking about in 11, when Moses was telling the people that if you follow the Lord's commandments and you do His things, it says that He would bring the rain, that their fields would the grasses would grow, the cattle would be fat. And in my words, He'd fill their barns and all this. But then He turns around just a couple of verses later and He says, but if you don't follow my commandments. And that's where I feel that, whether it be in my personal life, in our church life, in our community, in this country today, or in this world, we've got to realize that God loves us already. We can't earn His love. You can't change His mind. He is omnipresent, and everything that He has and all that we do, He knows our secrets. He knows what's in the dark. But in this scripture, as I was reading it, I want to say, as I said, the title tonight is God is Love. And I love it because I've read in so many places, and I love the way it says in 8, it says, for God is love, for anything that we need. And I was starting to read our scripture, and I was starting to go through it, and there's so many places that I wanted to get deeper and deeper. And as Brother Eddie hit on a couple of things Wednesday night that really opened up my heart as to where we needed to be, because I'm going to read this next verse, and I didn't give it to them, but maybe I did. It's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It didn't say God just loved certain people. It says God loves the world. These things going on, these situations that we're going through, I want to say the whole world. You know, as we talk about it, and I know I talk to you all the time about my Sunday school class. I'm so proud of them, and seeing the growing, seeing my class ask questions, seeing us dig deeper and deeper, even to a point now, a couple of them are texting each other on certain things they read, and they kind of bring me double questions when they come in, and I love it because I don't have all the answers, but we know a source that does, and that's through our God. So what I want to bring our message tonight, and I want to bring it foretold, is we've been talking about through the Bibles giving out, through the tracts we give out, for everything that we're doing. But we also have our personal self that we need to take care of. We need to understand that no matter what we're going through, there are times, and I'm going to be get a little personal with you with me, there are situations that come up I don't know how to handle. I said it earlier, do I get in the middle of it? Do I say, hey guys, I kind of want to shake everybody and say, let's sit down, let's fix it. Let's fix it now. You know, let's wash it all off. Let's start over. I told y'all about my redo button with Miss Elaine. When I put my foot in it, I usually say, baby, redo it? I hit the redo button. But God has blessed us so much in this church. But it's not just this church. It's His church. All He says is, follow me. He's done so much. Do you realize being foreordained and God knowing exactly who you are and what you do and where you're coming from, He loved you so much, He didn't say, oh, I'm not going to include them. No. He said He loved the whole world, or loved the world. I'm putting the whole in there. That's what the world means to me. You know, we sing that song with young people, you know, the whole wide world in His hand. And that's God's love for us. That's love. I just want to talk a little bit about love tonight. And even over from John 3:16, it's got Romans 5:8. I don't know if I gave it to him or not, but it's very short. It says, but God commendeth His love toward us in that. Now listen to this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's God's love. That's God's love. When I read that, I just wanted to shout. Elaine was in the other room, and I don't know if she heard me or not, but I was kind of going around in circles right there. But as I look in the Bible, and you read in Romans 8, it's so powerful, or in Romans, it's so powerful anyway. I got a little star by mine because it references Isaiah 53:5. But I'm going to read it again. It says, but God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loved you so much. He loves us so much, and He loved you so much that even if we want to look at His perspective of time, which God to me doesn't have time, He just is, right? Amen. God is. But He loved Jim so much. He loved Brother Chris and Thomas and everybody else. He loved all of y'all so much that when he sent Jesus Christ to be our Savior, we were on his mind. So as I go through those things and I was talking about it, and I'm talking about the anger, the strife, harsh words. How many people here have ever been canceled? Okay? Whether it be from Facebook or whatever. And I'm not talking about political. I'm talking about just in life. You think about that. It's so easy. Well, I ain't talking to them anymore. I know some families, and I have to admit it, I have my mother and my aunt didn't speak for about 10 years. It was hard. Because Elaine and I would try to run in between. And if either one, well, my aunt would know, but if my mother ever found out, I don't know. Love my mother to death. But if something that I couldn't fix. But God could. Because he loves us. And there was a time when she got sick that they got back together. And I praise God for that. You hear of children not speaking to their parents or parents not speaking to their children. You hear about the term, I'm disowning them. I want nothing to do with it. We've talked up here before over the years that I've been here about hard love. Sometimes decisions have to be made. But isn't that what God does for us? He makes a decision. He might say, no, Jim, you're not going there. He put a stop to it. He might close that door. Because he said, you have no idea what door I'm fixing to open for you. I don't want to go around in circles tonight, so y'all forgive me. But I've asked the Lord, I just want to be his vessel tonight. I'm tired of telling y'all stories that I'm just say, and I really want to get out of my comfort zone, and I want to talk what God says. It's not what I say, it's what God says. If you read this, and it's so strong, in 4:10, and I want to read it again, it just says, let me get back over there. Thank goodness for Jim Clips. 4:10. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. Is that not powerful? It wasn't what I had to do to get God's love. He already loved me. It's like when that baby's born. Or even in during the time of the pregnancy. And I know they say the mamas and the babies have such a bond. But I know for me personally, when they finally handed me my sons, either one, I didn't want to give them back. It was instant, spontaneous love. It's just there. Didn't have to be worked at. It was just there. Think about how God loves you. You didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to be good all the time. Thank goodness. You didn't have to put on a pretty suit. You didn't have to do all these things. We came to him wherever we were and whatever we're doing. When the Lord called us and we finally heard the truth. And the truth is that God loves you. And I know this is a Sunday night message, but I believe I wanted to bring it to you because it's been brought to me very hard. I can't fix everything. And it's hard. I want to fix my family. I want to fix relationships. We had an opportunity Wednesday night in our living room for someone to ask. And I know they'd ask over in the teen class. Well, how do you know that's right? He says, all you got to do is be a good person, isn't it? It's broke our hearts. But see, God still loves it. God says, good. He's asking questions. That's the opportunity. And when God tells me, says, Jim, I need you to get out of that situation and go somewhere else, or we need to do this. I just want to talk to God and just tell him how much I love him. And there's so many places here, and I'm just going to hit a couple of them. I read 4:16, but it says, and we know and believe the love of God hath to us, that God is love, and that he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And then down in 19, and I love this one. We're still in chapter 4. In 19 it says, we love him because he first loved us. You can't outlove God. No matter what, I don't care how young you were, if you can't outlove him, there's no way, because he loved you first. Do we understand that? He is, and he was, and he will be. That message this morning that, sure, there's sorrow at death. There's sorrow at sickness. There's sorrow at losing a loved one. There's so many things, or a friend or an acquaintance. You know, I'm at a point in my life where you see people dying, especially people that you knew their names, or actors or people you knew. And you go, Lord, they were just similar to my age. And then you find out they were younger. But you can't You can't change it. But there's joy if they knew Jesus. So what we've got to do is get the word out. Let people know that God loves them no matter what state they're in. He doesn't love the sin, but He loves the soul. God did not create any of us to get lost. I do not believe that in my heart. He's got this message, this world is set up for each and every one of us. And I just want to say this, as I was looking this up and I was reading so many places, and I got it just like I talk about loss and struggles and issues. All I can do is give it to the Lord. Say, God, guide me. Forgive me if I've done something wrong. Lord, if I've beset anyone, if I've upset someone, if I've done something wrong, forgive me. Lord, I know you love me. Lord, I know, Jesus, I know you died for me. You took those stripes for me. That precious blood that was shed for me. I need you to cleanse me. I need you, Lord, I need you to forgive me. And Lord, guide me into being the person that you want me to be. We used to sing that, let the light shine through us. Brother Tony's message was so powerful. That it was not us, it's God's light that shines. As Brother Eddie says, you can see in the eyes. But I want to be in that port. It says in Romans 8:39, it says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Guys, I just want to, I don't know, I get in trouble for this statement sometimes, but even some people I work with, I guess I act like they're all my kids. I kind of want to shake them a little bit. I just want to shake them. Look at me. What are you thinking? No matter what the devil's trying to destroy us, he's trying to tell us you're not worthy enough to get up there and speak his word. You're not worthy enough to teach. Look at what you've done. Look at all the things in your past. But see, if it's been washed under the blood, it's gone, isn't it? Praise God. I know when our little kids played Little League and football, and then they did that other sport called soccer, that kind of stuff. And it was, I seen Elaine with a toothbrush out there, those white pants, getting those knees off the baseball pants and doing this. I've brought them home from a rainy night at a game, and she's pretty much stripped them out in the driveway. We put the pads and the helmets and the pants down on the driveway, and I got the hose just washing all the grass clippings and all that stuff out of them. She's trying to get them warm. But you know, once those are clean, they're ready to go again. Sure, we might have scars. Sure, there's times that we're going to look at something and we're going to remember those battles that we've gone through. But if we go through with the glory of God and let Him inside of us, let His love guide us, then through these things we can win and we're victorious. Yeah, I'm victorious. I'm the one that's going to get to say, shout to glory. But that's His God that did all the work. Jesus Christ is the one that died on the cross. It wasn't me. You know, I could fall out somewhere and just die right here. And if God sees fit, He can bring me back up. But I just pray that when it's ready, He says, welcome in, my faithful servant, because of what Jesus Christ did, not what I did. I can clean, like I said, I keep saying this, the cleaning thing keeps going through my head for some reason. You could clean, 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 clean. And I don't know about y'all, any of y'all have been in the military or in some of these inspections. And I've been used before in an inspection to try to make us look good. With me being from Georgia, my parents live in Smyrna. Nobody could pronounce Smyrna when you're overseas and all these other countries, or other states, excuse me. And we were having an IG, which is Inspector General, coming in. Well, we had a general coming through to inspect us, and we just got back from Managua, Nicaragua. We had an earthquake there in the latter part of 72 and 73. And they were coming. We got a unit citation. They said we did a good job and stuff like that. Well, Bo Calloway was the Secretary of Defense at that time. And, of course, he's from Georgia. So my colonel knew I was from Georgia. So guess what they used me for? They inspected me two to three times before he came in to make sure I had everything just right. They had me purdied up. Matter of fact, I had to go get a haircut that morning because they said the one I got 2 days before was already getting too long. So I had to go get another haircut. So when they walk in, here they all prim and proper. You know, there's a general, and then there's Bo Calloway, and then there's our colonel, and a couple of sergeants. And, you know, they're all motioning to me and watching to make sure I didn't open my mouth and say something I shouldn't. Well, as soon as they got there, the our unit, our base general didn't know me. He just knew of me. So when it was time, I think I felt that they were pointing at me. So when Bo Calloway came in and they brought him up to me, they said, this young man's from Georgia too. So he came up, shook my hand, asked me a couple of questions, and told us we were doing a good job. And the whole time that we were doing it, I was just young and dumb. So I just stood there when they told me to stand there and answer the questions. But see, I was used as a symbol of our unit, and they felt like the connection of Georgia and that type of stuff was strong. But when it boiled down to it, all they were trying to do, I believe, is when they do an inspection, they try to steer the inspecting general, the officer, or if you're on a job, you're doing a safety inspection. I've done this before. You kind of steer that insurance guy or the people away from an area that you're not real sure about. So they were using me as a buffer. I'm saying all that to say this. When I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I was clean. I am clean. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I am clean from top to bottom. I could be that little kid that likes to play in the dirt. I could be all scratched up, scarred up, whatever. Dirty tennis shoes, dirty whatever. But they were just using me as a temporary buffer. Because once they left, they didn't remember who I was. Nobody did. I was still just me. But see, when God's love for me and He given me Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, once He says, come to me, and I responded, and I said, yes, Lord, I want You in my life. Yes, Lord, I'm a sinner. I am as dirty, filthy as You can go. I'm nothing but dirty rags. Lord, I need You in my life now. And from that point forward, nobody had to stand in the place for me except Jesus. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. He has given me everything that I need. And it just says, like in Matthew 22, it says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first great commandment. And the second is unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. How do you love that neighbor? Of these two commandments hang all the law and prophecies, or for the prophets, everything that we have. You think about that. Once you're clean, you're clean. Once Jesus has stepped in. So God's love for me, for God is love. That's all I want you to remember tonight. No matter what you're going through, no matter what happens on the job tomorrow, no matter what check bounces, no matter what check doesn't show up, no matter if your boss cuts your hours, no matter if your overtime's been cut off and you're like us, we used to be, you rely on that overtime as an income. No matter what happens, God's love and He's got you in His hand. If you just got to give it to Him. And I feel like I'm jumping around a little bit, but I'm trying to get to the closing. And I can't tell you all this that's happening without letting you know that God's given me an answer for those things that I was searching for. And that's His love. And that if I give it to Him, He'll take it. You know, when we're sick and shut in, I see Brother Bud here this evening, and I think of his dad, Brother Terry. I can only imagine. But to see Terry's positiveness and his faith in God and his testimonies and the way he's talking, it's uplifting to me because I know God's taking care of him. And I know that love of God, no matter what the situation is, going to take care of us. It may look different than we want it to look. So what are we going to do tonight before we get to a point? And I don't know who needs to hear this, but the only way I can talk to you about God's love, and I never will sell cheap grace. I'm sorry. That's a pet peeve of mine. Because it's like I mentioned in Deuteronomy, you mentioned so many other places in the Bible. There were 12 spies went into the promised land. God had promised everything. It was exactly what He said it would be. They were grapes and all were so much, they had to put them on, two guys had to carry them out on sticks on their shoulders. And everything that they did, everything was perfect. God had already told them it was theirs for the claiming. But 10 of them let their fears and doubt get in the way and talk about giants. Two of them said, hey, let's go get it now. God's already given it to us. But those fears and doubts went all the way around that there was a whole generation never entered in the promised land because they chose not to. You could choose not to follow God. You could choose not to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. You could choose not to accept that love that God has for you and has already pre-set up everything with you for Jesus Christ. Or you can choose to follow Him. Just like that young person I was telling you about that was at our house. I was thinking about that. You know, there's a way that you can explain to someone what you believe, but it's hard sometimes. What do you believe? I believe God is real. God is the great creator of all, the great I am. He is, He was, He is, and He will always be. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. There's only by one name that we shall go to heaven, and that's the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ. That name that He's staying in for me. So we've got to know what to tell folks. We've got to get the word out. And I never want to stand up here again that I don't tell somebody about Jesus. You don't know that love. You can't find peace. You're still letting this 2, 5, and 11 and CNNs and all this stuff tear your stuff apart. Find Jesus. Get that peace. Sure, we need to be about the duties. We should give to our job the best we can. As Jesus said, you give to Caesar what Caesar's, all the things that you're supposed to do. But God has to come first in our life and everything that we do. And I love y'all tonight, and I know I've got a captive audience, so I thank y'all for not running out when you saw I was asked to step up here tonight. But I'm going to try to sing a song, and I have no idea, except I've listened to it 22 times or more. But it's by Bill Gaither. And when they sang this song, I just fell apart with this message. And I'm going to kind of talk it, but then we'll get into the words. It says, I could never, never outlove the Lord. Some of y'all may know it. I don't know if Miss Jennifer knows all the music. I don't know if she knows that one or not. It says, I'm going to live the way He wants me to live. I'm going to give until there's just no more to give. I'm going to love, love, till there's just no more love. But I could never, never outlive the Lord. In this verse here, I'm just going to read it. It's easier. There's been times when giving and loving brought pain, and I promised I would never let it happen again. But I found that loving was well worth the risk, and that even in losing, you win. I'm going to live the way He wants me to live. I'm going to give until there's just no more to give. I'm going to love, love, till there's no more love. I could never love, outlove the Lord. But this is the verse that broke my heart. It says, He showed us that only through dying we live, and He gave when it seemed there's nothing to give. He loved us when loving brought heartache and loss. He forgave from the old rugged cross. I'm going to live the way He wants me to live. I'm going to give until there's no more to give. I'm going to love, love, till there's no more love. But I can never outlove the Lord. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. It's, you know, I'm definitely not a singer. Y'all know that. But the intentions of me reading that to you tonight, God's love is greater than I could ever stand here and try to explain to you. Just like trying to explain to someone how God created the universe, how He created the earth. I'm talking about technically. Because we know He created the earth. And we know He created the firmaments, the land, everything that we have. If you read the Bible and you believe His word, we know that God created. And when He created man, as we've been spoken up here many, many times, the one thing that man has that none of the other creations has, and that's the breath of God to bring us to life. And the only reason I can understand why He would do that, it's because He loves us. That's God's love. That's God's love. I'm going to tell you tonight, don't leave here. Don't walk out those doors. Don't go home and empty-handed. God is here in this house. He's always here. He's always with us. But there are folks that will pray with you. There's folks that will help you. But if you've got a struggle, and I mean that this evening, if there's anything, anyone online, we thank you for watching. We thank you for being with us. If you have a prayer request, please put it in the comments. But I have to go back and just talk about that. It says, He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. If we don't have God in our heart, in that love that we should cherish, being able to smile in no matter what circumstance or situation that we're in, no matter how tough it gets, even to the loneliness, the loss, the hurts, no matter how tough it is, God loves you. And He's ready to help you take it through. Actually, help is the wrong word. He's ready to take you through it. And that's what I want to say. God, I'm giving it to You. I'm giving You my family. I'm giving You our situations that we're going through with the elderly in our family, the sickness, all the other things that's going forward, the fears, the anxieties, every situation we're giving to the Lord tonight. So I'm going to ask y'all, if you will, just know that this altar is open. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie.
Can you say amen? Thank you, Brother Jim. Powerful, powerful word, love. Amen. Probably beyond our ability to even give a good definition of the great word love and the beautiful, beautiful message. Jesus taught us how to love. Do you think that Jesus loved Peter? Of course He did. How about John, the beloved? Sure. He was constantly on His breast, meaning He was right there with Jesus. Jesus tells us in His words, He loved Martha, He loved Mary, He loved Lazarus. But you know what? Jesus loved the Roman soldier who lashed His back with the same love that He loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus and His mother and the disciples. And He loved Pilate, the one that could have saved His life, but He washed His hands of the whole situation. But Jesus loved him with the same love that He loved His disciples. The one that took the spear, pierced His side. Jesus could have struck Him down just like that. He could have called angels from heaven, wiped them all off the hill of Golgotha. But He loved them just that much. That's how powerful the word love is when the Word of God uses it. Amen. He loved us. He knew us. And He loved us anyway. Amen. Aren't you thankful for the... Can I see the hands of those who thank God for His love tonight? Would you stand? Would you stand? Brother Jim said, this altar is open. If you have a need tonight, please come. Please come. Don't think that, oh, I'm coming again. You know, that's just the devil. But if you have a need tonight, bring it to the Lord. We'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. Is there one, while every head is bowed, every eye closed? If not, is there one that just lift your hand and let this pastor know that you need prayer this week? And I'll be praying with you and I'll be praying for you. Whatever that situation is, it's between you and God. And all you need is somebody to help you believe. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. May God bless you. Be safe as we dismiss from this place tonight. Amen. Remember the love of God. Love our neighbor. You don't have to love what they say. But you have to love our neighbor. Amen. As we love ourselves. Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for Your love. God, for the word that tells us about Your immaculate love and Your agape love. Father, we ask that You would instill that love within us. We know You love us, and we want to love You, but we want to also love those others. Even the ones who spitefully use us, Father, let us reach out to them in love. Because love is the answer. God is love. And that's what's going to bring folks to the altar of repentance. We ask You to bless this congregation. Be with us, Lord, as we dismiss tonight. Keep us safe from all harm and danger. Reach out to those who are sick and suffering tonight. Heal them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll pray this prayer in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Amen.
Yes.
If y'all will, that would like to come support the young people Wednesday night, too. We'd love to have all of y'all with us. And we're going to hopefully get that back into our monthly services.